Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, a.k.a. Mental Illness from TikTok and Instagram, YouTube, all that other stuff too. You know, I'm a little bit of everywhere. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I'm a self-aware narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. Don't let that blow your mind too much. I'm not the only self-aware narcissist out there. I'm one of the only ones that do this, come out in public to speak about it. The point of my channel, the point of this series, the point of my YouTube, everything, is to bring awareness to personality disorders and mental illness overall. It's also to, in the process, get more people into therapy, and also to validate victims and survivors of narcissistic abuse and other, you know, cluster B personality disorders. So today's episode is going to be about the elusive Hoover. H-O-O-V-E-R, like the vacuum cleaner. If you don't know what a Hoover is, it is when a narcissist sucks you back into the relationship, like a vacuum cleaner. So, a lot of times the Hoover, when you discard a narcissist or the narcissist discards you, the Hoovering process typically begins. They either love bomb you, try to suck you back into the relationship by promising you everything you ever wanted. Hey, I'll do everything you ever wanted. I'll do, like, whatever you need, whatever you want, I'll do it. Please, don't leave me. Please, please, please. Threaten to unalive themselves, threaten to take themselves out of this planet, threaten to do anything and everything to keep you. You know, some of them will literally stalk you. Some of them will blow your phone up 100 times. Some of them will email you 100 times, text you from different numbers, private numbers, everything like that. So those are the typical Hoovers that you expect, you know. The promises, the love bombs, the stuff like that that you typically expect to happen after you break up with a narcissist, or, you know, sometimes when they break up with you or they discard you. So this episode is going to be specifically focused on different types of Hoovers. Specifically, the three types of Hoovers I'm going to focus on are the new supply Hoover, when they use the next person that they replace you with, they use that person to suck you back into the relationship. The reverse Hoover, when they go completely silent and you suck yourself back into the relationship. And then the familial Hoover is when they use family and friends to suck you back into the relationship. So the first one we're going to focus on is the new supply Hoover. The new supply Hoover is something, you know, these are terms that I kind of made up to go along with what I do. You know, Hoover, I don't know who made the term Hoover up. Sam at What Does It Matter on TikTok uses it a lot. You know, I got it from her. You know, she's one of the best narcissistic abuse recovery coaches out there. So if you need narcissistic abuse recovery, Sam, she's legit. So the new supply Hoover is when the narcissist discards you, or you discard a narcissist, and they find a new person, and you notice that they are love bombing the hell out of the new person. They are giving the new person everything that you ever wanted and needed. And from the outside looking in, it seems like that narcissist, that toxic person or whatever, man or woman, has become everything that you ever wanted and needed that person to become. They are a different person, seemingly. That person has changed so much. And you was just like, man, maybe this person, maybe we can make it work. Maybe we can try again. And then you reach out to that person, or they reach out to you, because sometimes you are still friends. You haven't went no contact. You should go no contact. That's another episode coming. You end up back into the relationship because you think this person has changed, when they really haven't. Because on the outside looking in, everything looks better. Like at the beginning of your relationship, didn't it look good to everybody else? Wasn't you getting love bombed? Nobody could tell you anything about this person. Yo, he is so great to me, bruh. She is amazing. You know, nobody could tell you anything from the outside looking in. You know, but typically it goes downhill from that point on, and you know it because you've experienced it before. You know this person's patterns. But like I said, from the outside looking in, it looks so different. Like they'll use the new person. They treat the new person so good that you get jealous or something like that, or you think that they've changed, and you take this person back into the relationship. And guess what? When you reach out to them or they reach out to you and you take the narcissist back, the slate has been wiped completely clean. Completely, completely clear. Don't bring anything else up. If you had an argument, they cheated on you, if they did anything to you, about disrespectful to you, wipe it clean. It's gone. Point blank period. It is absolutely gone. It has to be gone now. There's nothing else you can do about that. You know what I mean? So don't bring it up, because you reached out to them most of the time. When you get the, when the new supply Hoover comes in, you reached out to them, and you've hoovered yourself back into the relationship. And when you reach out to a narcissist, it means to the narcissist, it means complete forgiveness. So if you have an issue that was not resolved originally in the old relationship, do not bring it back up again, because that's going to be a point of argument. Why'd you bring me back into the relationship if you're going to bring the old stuff back up? You ain't forgive me then. You don't really love me then. You don't really want to work this out then. You know what I mean? So the new supply Hoover, it definitely 100% works, because from the, again, from the outside looking in, it looks like a fantastic relationship, and you want that. You like, this is what I wanted this person, that this is what I wanted them to do for me. Now they're doing it for them, so I know they can do it, you know? And you suck back into the relationship again, knowing you shouldn't be, but like I said, it look, from the outside looking in, it looks amazing. You want to experience again. You want it. You know, this is the person you thought you were going to spend the rest of your life with. You know what I mean? So there you go right there. The next Hoover is the reverse Hoover. This is a coin, a term I coined, called the reverse Hoover. It's when y'all break up, you discard a narcissist, or the narcissist discards you, and there's complete radio silence. And this term only works when you know about narcissistic abuse. When you know the narcissistic abuse exists, and you think that the person that you discarded or discarded you is a narcissist. This only works. This Hoover only works if you think that the person is a narcissist. They go radio silent. You know. There's nothing else. You don't hear from them. You don't talk to them. They have disappeared from the face of the planet. And you know, you've been doing a lot of research about narcissists, right? So you expect them to Hoover you back in by love bombing you, the calls, text messages, blowing you up, emailing you, showing up to work with flowers, mailing you stuff. And then when that doesn't happen, you start to question whether or not that they are narcissists. Hey, I thought all narcissists hoovered people back in. I thought all narcissists stalked people. I thought all narcissists real people back in, like, love bomb you at the end of the relationship to try to get you back. She didn't promise me anything, you know? What happened? So you start thinking that person isn't a narcissist because they didn't try to hoover you back in. And guess what? Because you start doubting it, either one of y'all break no contact, one of you have to break no contact. Typically, it's you. You reach out, hey, how you doing? Wanted to check in, make sure you're okay. You have successfully hoovered yourself back into the relationship. And guess what? Complete utter forgiveness. The narcissist doesn't have to apologize for their actions. There's no change behavior required, because you don't think that they are a narcissist. You think that you've been gaslit so much, you don't think that they are a narcissist. You've done so much research that you don't think that this person is a narcissist because they didn't try to hoover you back in. Like, you, all the research you said, all the research you've done, they didn't try to hoover you back in. You successfully hoovered yourself, and guess what? Complete forgiveness. If you had any old issues that didn't get worked out, don't bring them up again. They're done. You know what I mean? I know it sounds harsh, but like, if you had any issues and stuff like that didn't get worked out previously before y'all broke up, they're done. Complete forgiveness. I know it sounds harsh. I know it sounds straightforward, but you know, if I lied to you, it wouldn't be me. You know, I keep it from you. You heard it from the horse's mouth. You hear it from the narcissist's mouth. You know, I know I get a lot of people that doubt my narcissism or whatnot because I keep it real. They're like, no narcissist would do this. Guess what? I'm a narcissist, and I'm literally doing this. So, you know, take it for what it is. The next and final Hoover that I will be going over today is the familial Hoover. Like familial, like family. Family and friends. The narcissist reaches out to your family and friends and hoovers you back into the relationship. Sucks you back into the relationship. Tells that reaches out to your brother, your sister, or somebody. Hey, look, I'm, you know, please, so-and-so left me. Can you reach out to them for me? Let them know I miss them. I'm not eating. I'm not sleeping. Can you reach out to your mom? Hey, Mrs. Hammock. I'm not doing well. I'm not even eating. Can you please, have your son reach out to me? Like, I miss him. Some things went wrong in the relationship. They never tell the complete story of why y'all broke up. They just tell that something went wrong. Y'all not seeing eye to eye. They never tell the complete story. Don't tell any kind of story about the yelling, the manipulating, the gaslighting, the cheating, the lying. Never mention any of that. But guess what? They don't have to, because like I said, they reach out to your family, and your family does it for them. Your family reaches out to them like, hey, baby, look, Lee reached out. Lee called me, and he's hurting. You need to reach out to him and talk to him. Like, you know, especially the older folks, especially the older generation. Oh, my goodness. The older generation, they want you to work it out, because their generation worked it out. They stayed, you know? And I'm not chastising anybody. I'm not down in any generation. I'm just saying the older generation, you know, they stayed and they have longer relationships. You know, that's 50 years married, 60 years married. They've been married for 70 years. You know what I mean? So reaching out to the parents were like, look, you gotta, look, why don't you just try to work it out with them? You know, just talk to them, reach out to them. Because look, guess what? I'm a narcissist and your parents probably like me because sometimes you get so embarrassed. You don't tell your parents about the abuse and stuff like that. You don't tell your parents about the lying and the cheating and the gaslighting. So they don't know. They think that I'm the perfect person for you. They don't want to see us break up. So they reach out to you. They help me hoover you back into the relationship. Now you're back into the relationship. So now you reach out because the parents have told you that, you know, I'm not eating, I'm not feeling well and stuff like that. So now you reach out and now guess what? You're hoover back in again. Now we hoover back in again. There's been no change. There's no forgiveness. And guess what? This hoover can be the worst, especially if it's family and friends involved. Because if you forgive me now and take me back after the family and friends know that we've had a breakup, then you can't go to them anymore because now they think that everything is hunky-dory. They think you forgive me for everything or I've forgiven you for everything, and now they just expect you to work it out. So if you keep going back and forth to them, now, you know, but also I can't reach out to them again either, but they're going to invite me to all the events and stuff like that. I'll still be around the family and friends and stuff like that. So I'm part of the family now. I reach out to your dad. Your dad loves me. Your mom loves me. Now, it's so manipulative, y'all. That's why I was like, once if you get out and you don't see any kind of, you know, damn, drop that, sorry. If you get out and you don't see any kind of, you know, consistent change behavior, then don't hoover yourself back into the relationship, you know? Don't give in unless you see some change in behavior. Like, I know some people are like, you shouldn't give in at all. Just leave them. You know what I mean? I'm not here to break up relationships. Yeah, I promise I'm not here to break up relationships. If I can save a relationship, and y'all get married and have a happy life, if I can save a relationship and y'all get married based on that and have a happy life, please invite me to the wedding. It's like, hey Lee, this is because of you. I want to be in the wedding. You know what I mean? No, I'm just joking. But like, yeah. Don't hoover yourself back into the relationship because, like, the more and more times you get hoovered in, the less and less people want to hear about it. The more and more times you get hoovered in, the more and more isolated you become. The less and less people want to hear about it because, like, hey, we told you to leave that person alone. Hey, why y'all, you keep breaking up with this person, so, you know, we don't want to hear it anymore. Hey, they stop inviting you out. So now the isolation begins, and then now you're by yourself dealing with that. And then, it's like I said, it's a crazy, wild process to deal with, and you don't want to have to deal with it by yourself. So make them earn your love. Make them earn your trust. You know what I mean? Cheating. You forget somebody for cheating so many times, they're not going to stop doing it because now it's a part of their lives and things like that. But yeah. So thank y'all so much for tuning in to this new episode. We got another hot episode coming tomorrow. I'm actually about to go live right now with Miss Gabrielle Stone on FML podcast and whatnot. I had a good interview with her on Spotify a couple weeks ago, and it's posted now. So thank y'all so much. If you need a one-on-one, I'm here as well. Links in the bio. Follow me on TikTok, Instagram. Like and subscribe to this channel. I appreciate every single one of y'all. I really, really, truly do. Even the haters out there that I know are here watching my videos and hating and trying to dissect me. I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. Like, I promise. You can't stop progress. This is the journey blessed by God. When people try to use God against me, I'm like, look, I read the entire Bible last year. Stop. This is a blessed journey right here. My page didn't start taking off until I read the Bible. God is with me, not against me. God is with me. Trials and tribulations, baby. Story of Joseph, read it. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. I really, really, like I said again, I truly appreciate y'all from the bottom of my heart, the little heart that I have, because y'all thinking narcissists don't have heart. The little bit of heart I got from the bottom of it, I love you. But can narcissists love? I don't know. Can we love, y'all? But so you figure that one out too. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Peace.